Barrett Kohler Publishers presents Dismantling Global White Privilege, Equity for a Post-Western World, written by Chandra Nair, narrated by Karen Huey. This audiobook is dedicated to all those people from around the world who have suffered discrimination because of the color of their skin. It is also dedicated to those who enjoy white privilege, but are honest enough to recognize it and are committed to changing the status quo. It is dedicated to all those who want to take action within their families, workplaces, and organizations to dismantle white privilege wherever they see it. It is dedicated to all of these people because they will need the strength, determination, and information to embark on an important journey, which will take at least a generation as the global community transitions into a fairer post-Western world. Finally, it is dedicated to you, the reader or listener. All proceeds from direct sales of the book by the Global Institute for Tomorrow and from worldwide royalties will be directed toward furthering the cause of dismantling global white privilege. Foreword. Chandran Nair's book is, in the best sense, a revolutionary one. A few years back, the title alone would have made that clear, but now, deceptively, the title may lead readers and listeners to think it is another of the books about race relations in the West. It is not. It is about decolonizing our world. Thanks in particular to the transformative impact of the Black Lives Matter movement in the U.S., conversations about white privilege are no longer taboo. Fortune 500 CEOs, newspaper commentators, and even chat shows are all talking about it. As welcome and overdue as those conversations are, they are nevertheless, as Nair points out so powerfully, the tip of the iceberg. White privilege is not a domestic U.S. or European issue alone. It is, rather, a descriptor of a global aspect of dominance. White privilege globally shapes not only economics and politics, but even culture, ideas, and both white and non-white people's sense of identity. Those of us who grew up in the developing world during the generation after decolonization held powerful conversations about challenging the structures of racial dominance. We were clear that although white domination had come with empire, it had not gone away merely with the lowering of European flags and the raising of new independent flags on Africa and Asian soil. The Bandung Conference of 1955, the Pan-Africanist movements, the bold challenge made by leaders from Sankara to Lumumba to Nyerere, the international anti-apartheid movement, and the movements in the frontline states battling the racist South African government all spoke to confronting white privilege and global Western hegemony. We were demanding change and were clear in those conversations, which could be heard not only in parliaments and international conferences, but in university halls and street markets by the village water pump. They could be heard, too, in the food halls in the West, where young African and Asian diaspora communities met. With the imposition of neoliberalism across the world, much of that conversation was silenced. Nair's powerful book will help bring it back in a new frame for a new generation. Of course, you don't have to agree with everything Nair says. Indeed, I think he wouldn't want you to. He enjoys a good argument too much. But I hope that the book will help reignite in you, as it has in me, that spark that can kindle the determination for a truly global shift of power and status so that every person on earth can live in dignity. Thomas Sankara told us that we have to work at decolonizing our mentality. Bob Marley told us to emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Nair's book is an invitation to do just that. And all of us, because we all deserve to be free, deserve the opportunity to get to read or listen to this book. Winnie Byanyima, Executive Director of UNAIDS, Undersecretary General of the United Nations, and former Executive Director of Oxfam.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?